Day 499, Monday, August 19th. Psalm 111 and 112, Psalms 111 1-10 NKJV. Praise the Lord, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works, in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Psalms 112 1-10 NKJV. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be an everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Daily Deep Dive. The UCG Reading Plan states, Psalms 111-119, all untitled with no attributed authorship, form a cluster of 9 psalms framed by unusual alphabetic acrostics, Psalms 111, 112, 119 that enclose the Egyptian Hallel, Psalms 113-118, so named because of the use of these Hallel or praise psalms at Passover in celebration of the Israelites' deliverance in Egypt. The framing psalms that enclose the celebration of redemption contained in the Hallel offer instruction in the piety that must characterize those who join in the celebration of God's saving acts on behalf of his people. Zondervan NIV Study Bible, note on Psalms 111-119. Close comparison of Psalm 111 and 112 shows that these two psalms are twins, probably written by the same author and intended to be kept together. Structurally, both Psalm 111 and Psalm 112 are alphabetic acrostics, but unique in that each Hebrew half-line advances the alphabet. Both of these twin psalms are composed of the same number of Hebrew syllables, note on Psalm. Both psalms begin with, Praise the Lord, or Hallelujah, and Psalm 112 picks up thematically where Psalm 111 leaves off. While Psalm 111 praises God for his great works, creative, providential, and redemptive, the focus is on studying these works as part of wisdom instruction to see the benefits of following him. See verse 2. God intended his works to be remembered and considered. Verse 4. All that he does is characterized by enduring righteousness, grace, providence, truth, and justice toward his people. See verses 3-7. Verses 7-8 declare God's precepts, his laws, to be absolute and eternal. In verse 9. God's redemption of his people harkens back to his deliverance of Israel from Egypt, as well as to other acts of deliverance he performed for their benefit. The psalmist implicitly includes here future redemption through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, for he states in the same context that God's covenant with his people is forever. Where verse 5 says God provides for those who fear him, who appropriately respect his great power and holy demands. Understanding the consequences of disobedience, verse 10 adds the fact that this proper fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. See also Job 8:28, Proverbs 1:7, Proverbs 9:10. We are further told that, a good understanding have all those who do his commandments, Psalm 11:10. The italicized words here would literally be, who do them yet. The plural pronoun in the Hebrew must refer back to precepts in verse 7, the they of verse 8. Nothing helps to understand the purpose for God's laws more than actually living by them. The more we follow them and experience their benefits, the better we understand why God commanded them. The conclusion of the psalm refers back to its opening call for praise of the Lord, affirming that his praise, like his enduring praiseworthy attributes, compare verses 3-7-9, will go on for eternity, verse 10. Psalm is another wisdom psalm with, as noted above, the same acrostic structure as that of Psalm. The two psalms form a matched pair. Like Psalm 111, Psalm 112 also begins with "Praise the Lord" or "Hallelujah," and follows from the final words of Psalm 111, "His praise endures forever." Psalm 112 then picks up where 111 leaves off with the benefit of fearing God and keeping His commandments, finding happiness in them. Compare Psalm 111:5, Psalm 1, Psalm 112. Comparing the two psalms, we see in Psalm 112 that the righteous who are like God in the way they live will be greatly blessed with honor and glory in the perpetuity that God Himself has. Notice that both God and those who follow Him are gracious and full of compassion. Psalm 111, Psalm 100. And of both we are told, His righteousness endures forever. Psalm 111:3, Psalm 100. Observe that the wonderful blessings God's people receive are not for selfishly hoarding, but for sharing with others in need. A godly person will have wisdom to manage his affairs and help others, verses 4-6, and he will not live in fear, verses 7-8. He will remain confident that God will turn things around so that he will look in triumph on his foes, verse 8, Navi. Of course, we should not view Psalm 112 as a promise of material riches and an absence of hardship and harm throughout this life. God often does bless those who follow His ways with material well-being in the here and now, but we should understand the blessings mentioned throughout Psalm 112 as coming over the course of life, through generations as God's way of life is passed down, and, most importantly, as part of the ultimate inheritance of the righteous in eternity to come. This is in stark contrast, as the last verse shows, to the wicked, who will ultimately melt away. End.